The footage of shearers punching and stomping on sheep claimed to be in Australian shearing sheds took the industry by surprise, and some argue that peak bodies should have been ready. Chick Olson is a former board director at Australian Wool Innovation. He's currently a director of the Australian Wool Growers Association.
If you take a collective 10-year approach, I'd say it's been pretty average to appalling. So it's always been on the back foot. We've always waited for a crisis and then have responded. As far as the levy goes, I think we have really been disappointed and let down, and we've a lot to learn from other industries.
A decade ago, Peter ran a long campaign pushing for the Australian wool industry to ban mulesing. Australia's peak marketing and research body, Australian Wool Innovation, tried to sue Peter but lost. The issue got extensive local and international media coverage. Chris Olson says the wool industry is still recovering from that, and he's not impressed with how the industry is handling the latest saga.
It is an isolated incident, but there are two worlds here, Lucy. One is our world in Australia on farm, which is a very small world. And then there's a big world where the markets are and the fashion markets are. Those big fashion markets is where this action is being played out. And for all intents and purposes, when fashion retailers and young designers see this sort of stuff, that's the world they think that this is happening. That's the world they believe that we live in, that those incidents are commonplace. Even though wool producers are right in what they're saying, my point is, what is the response? What are we going to do to combat this in the future? Because it's going to continue going on. So what are we going to do? Well, we've got 166 people working AWI, collecting $60 million a year in levies. My question is, what are they going to do? Is there a gold star training system available to show that our shearers have indeed completed a course and are suitable to shear sheep? With respect to the fact that most of the shearers I know are fantastic people and their image has been denigrated by the actions of a few, we've seen huge changes in the chicken and pig industry in the city. Free-range eggs now becoming commonplace. You've seen sow stalls being banned from consumer pressure. And there is huge consumer pressure on wool. Whether you like it or not, AWI staff still are having trouble breaking into lucrative markets such as New York because of the mulesing threat. AWI has to turn around now and really look at how we can promote all the good things we're doing in a very practical and real way.
How do you see the Shearing Contractors Association's response last week, which came out and said it applauded Peter for publishing the footage and it's a wake-up call in terms of animal welfare for the wool industry?
Yeah, I think the Shearing Contractors did a great job. I think that's it. That's the sort of approach where we've got to come out and talk about these things and let people know we're dealing with it in an effective and modern way.
But some wool growers say the wool industry's approach to handling animal welfare campaigns is effective. And AWI maintains it spent $7 million on training shearers and shed hands in best practice animal welfare over the last 5 years. Helen Cathles is a wool grower and used to be president of the Superfine Wool Growers Association.
They did that not because of mishandling of animals. They did that because they recognised that best practice was the way the industry had to target and that indeed we needed more shearers in the business. So it was from that perspective that those dollars were spent. So we are in a better position, but where we fall down is the fact that we haven't actually marketed how well we treat animals and how, you know, our duty of care is really important to us and we haven't done any publicity on that or any marketing. I remember back in 1998, I attended the second International Conference for Women in Agriculture, and they had brochures there of how well they cared for their animals. So I think we need a marketing campaign, proactive marketing campaign, because we have to recognise that we're going to have to do this. It will be as important as any marketing program.
Have you been able to measure in any way the effect that these sorts of campaigns have had on your business or the wider wool industry?
Wool prices have taken a hell of a beating. And, well, PETA probably have had an impact on demand. In everything that's discussed, animal welfare is very high up and those people who are involved in animal welfare, they recognise that the wool industry is very strong in our duty of care to our animals. So it's paramount.